So, what's eating at ya?
He was as blunt as they came. It was something I loved about him. Sighing, I poked the food on my plate, suddenly losing my appetite. Where to begin? Mr. Moon waited in silence, giving me the space to sort through my thoughts. Finally, I decided to just tell him the truth. He would drag it out of me eventually anyway. My parents want me to come home for a visit. I kept my eyes down. I haven't been home in almost 6 years. He made a deep, throaty sound. I chanced to glance up and saw his keen eyes staring at me. My body tensed with defensiveness. What? Shrugging, he took a bite and chewed slowly before answering.
Going home doesn't seem so bad.
He trailed off, and now it was my turn to wait.
Unless you're running from something.
There it was. The same thing Mom and Caitlin had said. I straightened my shoulders for a second, ready to defend my choices, then let them fall. I didn't think I was, I replied in a small voice, but now I'm not so sure. Maybe I am? Leaning back in his chair, he rubbed his stubbly chin.
Can I offer you some advice?
Of course. I trusted him more than just about anyone else. Glancing around the dining room, his eyes landed on a family picture that had been taken just a month before Mrs. Moon passed. His eyes softened and grew watery as he gazed at the image. The picture showcased his entire family, Mr. and Mrs. Moon, their kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids. His tear-filled eyes found mine again.
Don't let a moment pass without making things right and finding peace. Because if you don't, Ruth, you will always regret it.